Have you ever gone to an orchestra concert, but you forgot to grab a program on your way in? So you sit down and the orchestra starts to warm up and they're doing warm-ups and getting ready to play their first song of many, and you don't know what's coming. You don't know what they're going to play first or last or anything in between. You just feel that tension and a little bit of excitement of the music you're about to hear, but you just wish you had the plan in front of you. Well, that's my life. That's a lot of our lives right now. I feel like a lot of us have gone through a lot of changes and we're feeling that tension of, okay, I feel a little better. I'm sitting down, I'm resting, I'm in that concert seat, but I really wish I had a program. I wish I had some clues, a little bit of a plan here as to what is coming next. What can I do to figure this out? I know something's happening, I hear the music. But it's not quite a song yet. It's just a warm-up. Here's the thing about us humans. We're kind of like an orchestra player where we're not really playing a song necessarily. We're just preparing and warming up and hitting our notes and striking some chords so that when we do have a song in front of us, we're ready to play it. And I don't know about you, but I tend to just procrastinate and not lean towards preparation when I don't know exactly what I'm preparing for. Instead, I kind of slump back into uncertainty, anxiety, and just kind of waiting things out. But you know what? That gets me nowhere. And even if I get somewhere while I'm waiting on the ultimate next thing, at least I'm moving forward. At least I'm accomplishing things and not just hiding under my covers and wondering exactly what's going to be on the program next and refusing to warm up until I know. That doesn't make sense. The whole point of a warm-up, the whole point of preparation is to be ready for a song when it's put in front of you. So I don't know where you're at in your life, but if you feel uncertain, if you feel anxious, if you feel that tension more than you feel preparation, I just encourage you to be brave, do what you can do, do everything you know to do for now until you know to do more. And God's really faithful like that, and He's really sneaky like that too. For some reason, He usually likes to light our path just one or two steps at a time. But here's the thing, don't just stand still because you can't see way ahead of yourself on the path. The Bible says that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So the lamp actually shines right onto our feet and no further. Of course, the light stretches a little bit to the path in front of you, but the actual lamp shines right above our feet. So what does that tell me? That means I don't really need to know much more about my path except where I'm walking right this minute, and maybe a little bit ahead of that. So I encourage you, stop being anxious, stop giving excuses for not preparing because you don't know what you're preparing for, and just get out your bow, get out that cello or whatever you want to imagine, or maybe you really play instruments in real life and you can compare this, know exactly what I'm talking about. Stop making excuses to not do anything. And at least start your warm-ups. Before you know it, God's going to give you the song. He's going to give you the next steps because He's faithful. He is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I know what you're thinking. Stop being anxious, Jesse. Really? I can't help it. I know exactly how you feel. I'm not talking about clinical anxiety or depression or times when you literally feel paralyzed physically, by fear or other emotions or even brain chemistry that's not balanced at the time. I take medications, I'm on different supplements and regimens to help my mental health, and there's nothing wrong with that. So just wanted to clarify, when I say things like stop being anxious, it's more of a cheerleading, an encouragement, a way of saying, you got this, girl, you've got this, brother, like you're gonna come out of this and it's okay, even if you step one little step at a time towards your purpose, as long as you're moving. right? Okay, so don't be discouraged by what I said. Don't feel like it's impossible. It's quite the opposite. Even if it's one tiny thing that you can do today towards improvement and towards obedience to God's plan, just do it. Even if it's getting out of bed, sometimes that can be so hard when you're struggling with depression, but just swing those feet slowly over the bed. Count from 5 down to 1 if you need to, as Mel Robbins has taught us, that little mental trick of getting yourself to move when you feel paralyzed. Count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just bolt out of bed and get something done. Even if it's drinking a glass of water and reading one Bible verse, just anything that points you forward, anything that is a progressive move is a win. It's a victory. And it's one more note in that warm up. So be encouraged with that and know that God is still a lamp unto your feet. Even when your feet aren't moving, He's faithful to keep shining that light, and He's ready to follow you whenever you're ready to move. I want to thank you guys once again for joining me here on my Soul Graffiti podcast. I know these episodes are normally short and don't come out very often. That's because I just have so much other stuff going on, but I do put my heart into these and I hope you enjoy listening. I want to invite you to some other platforms to join me on. First of all, in social media, you can find me on Instagram on both Jesse Rogers and Jesse Rogers Music. I've gone back to my original artist name since my divorce, and I've had so much positive feedback on that. So thank you for all of the love. So you can now find me under Jesse Rogers, as well as my Facebook page under Jesse Rogers and my mental and emotional health support group under the Facebook feed. And that is called Chin Up. So I'm excited to get that started and get some healthy conversations, support, and encouragement going around mental health. Such an important topic that people are not talking about enough, especially in the church. So let's start the conversation. Lastly, I want to remind you that on February 1st, I've got a brand new single coming out to a brand new album that's coming out this year. The title track is called Leaving Egypt, and it hits all digital platforms on 2/1/2022. I'm so excited. It's very autobiographical. It's very prophetic. It'll tell you a lot about my life. And I really think it's going to encourage a lot of women and a lot of people who have felt like they've been stuck or in bondage or in just a place of discouragement and hopelessness. I believe it's going to give you courage to move forward, just like we've talked about in today's episode, to move out of that place of darkness and into a place of light and freedom. So be on the lookout for that. I'm so excited. Leaving Egypt 2/1, and then the whole album comes out over the next few months. So be on the lookout. Thank you guys again for listening, and have a great day.